This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will soon visit Russia to meet President Vladimir Putin. Associated Press reporter Karen Chama says the two countries confirmed the meeting on Monday.
U.S. officials had recently released intelligence suggesting the North Korean and Russian leaders were arranging to meet. According to U.S. officials, Putin could focus on securing more supplies of North Korean artillery and other ammunition to fuel its war in Ukraine.
The North Korean leader appeared to have left aboard a special train bound for Russia. South Korean media reported on Monday, citing unnamed senior government sources, but neither Moscow nor Pyongyang immediately confirmed an exact schedule for the visit. Today is the 22nd anniversary of the September 11th attacks on the United States. The day will be marked in ceremonies across the nation, including at the World Trade Center site in New York City. Associated Press reporter Julie Walker.
James Giacconi, whose brother Joe was killed at the World Trade Center on 9/11, is helping read the names of the nearly 3,000 being remembered there.
Me and other family members come every year to hear on loved ones' names spoken. If their name is spoken out loud, they don't disappear.
His brother lives on in his memory and the memorial.
When the plane hit his building, Joe disappeared.
Giacconi, like many of the other families, have no remains to bury. He wants to make sure 9/11 remains sacred.
I hope it never ends. It's a solemn day. It's important to remember that day. It's a day that changed history.
Julie Walker, New York.
In Libya, floods have killed at least 150 people, the result of Storm Daniel, which has swept through the Mediterranean. This is VOA News. Moroccan soldiers and aid teams in trucks and helicopters battling to reach remote mountain towns devastated by an earthquake that killed nearly 2,500 people. Survivors are desperate to find loved ones feared trapped underneath the rubble. Russian air defenses shot down a Ukrainian drone over Russia's western Kursk region, according to the RIA news agency, citing defense ministry officials in Moscow, saying it on Monday. As Russia pushes to the north end of Ukraine's war zone and retreats from towns in the south, there are two different stories in two different towns. VOA's Heather Murdoch reports on one town in which the war is moving away, and in another in which the war is headed its way.
On the ground floor of this firehouse, there is cause for celebration. The war isn't over, but it is moving away slowly as Ukraine fights bitterly for every meter in this counteroffensive. There are only 6 to 7 bombings a day here in Velika Novosilka, former firefighters say, making the Ukrainian town safe enough for residents to envision a future. But about 6 hours' drive away, in the city of Kupiansk, on the other end of Ukraine's war zone, the battle is getting closer. At this post office, residents mail out their valuables as they prepare to evacuate. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Velika Novosilka and Kupiansk, Ukraine.
Europe's economy outlook is just taking a turn for the worst. The European Union's Executive Commission on Monday cut its forecast because high inflation still discouraging consumers from spending money. The latest from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The European Commission now expects economic growth of 0.8% this year for the 20 countries that use the euro currency. The old forecast was for 1.1% growth. Despite fears of recession, it's more stagnation because unemployment is low. The weaker outlook could affect what the European Central Bank does on interest rates this week. Some economists think the ECB might avoid another rate increase after 9 straight hikes. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Preservationists say highway construction by the Egyptian government threatens to destroy Cairo's City of the Dead, a vast historic cemetery that has been in use for more than 1,000 years. Authorities have already raised hundreds of tombs and mausoleums as they carry out plans to build a network of multi-lane highways through the cemetery. It houses the graves of major Islamic figures and prominent Egyptian politicians.